Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. The World Series starts tomorrow, Yankees and Dodgers. We call that Satan's Playground, this World Series.
It's awesome, Sean, because nobody will stop. You know who is front and center in all of this?
The Houston ESPN, Astros. That's who.
And Houston Astros. They can't stop talking about the Houston Astros. Brian Cashman can't stop talking about the Houston Astros.
You knew exactly what the tease was here, my friend, because my tease was, do you guys know, once it got down to Yankees, Guardians, Mets, Dodgers, and the two LCSs, my overall stance was anybody but the Dodgers, including the Yankees. I just don't. There is a different type of distaste I have for the Dodgers, or at least I did until yesterday, for the Dodgers over the Yankees.
Yeah,
I think the Dodger fans are more obnoxious than the Yankee fans. I think they're bigger babies than the Yankee fans. I think the Yankee fans are more the devil we know a little bit, being in the American League with them, you know, facing them so frequently during the regular season, during the postseason four times in the last decade. Whereas the Dodgers, we've only seen once. The only sniff we get at Dodger fans now is them complaining about the sign stealing in 2017, and they still do it to this day. I thought it had died down with the Yankees. You know, I thought them booing Altuve as much as they do, that they may have kind of learned their lesson. So the Yankee fans, they were the lesser of two evils until yesterday, when this bit of audio popped up. Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees, on with Mad Dog Russo on MLB TV. And here was Mad Dog Russo just innocently asking him, how good does it feel to end this hiatus, this drought that you've had from being in the World Series for the last decade and a half?
How about winning the pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot. And I hate the 15-year thing because it completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
You whiny little rat-faced worm.
The funniest thing about it, though, too, is that I don't think Yankees fans want to hear it either.
Right.
I mean, the whole, and because, you know, it's not like he's going to take the time to point out that it wasn't happening in 2019. You know, he just tries to conveniently lump all of that stuff in. Or that the Yankees and the Dodgers were also electronically sign-stealing. The biggest thing the Astros did was they ignored the memo in 2017. There was a hazy area when it wasn't technically illegal. It wasn't in the rule book. Yeah. The Astros continued on for a month or so longer than other teams supposedly did.
Right.
But the only reason any of this ever came to the forefront was because that was what was going on with a lot of baseball teams in 2017. The Astros continued to be so good offensively. Their bats remained so good that pitchers like Mike Fiers and others around the league assumed that the Astros must still be doing all that stuff. It couldn't possibly be that they were just that good, when in fact, that's what it turned out being. So Cashman is trying to get away from it. I could listen to him about, okay, if you want to talk about 2017, maybe he's going to be inaccurate about a few things. But him trying to lump in 2019, that's a move of a coward and a scoundrel.
Yes.
Like a guy that's been stealing money from the Yankees for years by spending as much as possible and continually disappointing in the playoffs. That is a cowardly, scoundrel-like move.
Yes, yeah. There should be honor among thieves. And everybody was a thief back in 2017. Yeah. There should be honor among thieves. And just because the Astros were the one that had a rat in the clubhouse,
mm-hmm,
that doesn't make the other mob bosses that didn't get ratted out any more honorable in all this. You just didn't have a worm like Mike Fiers in your clubhouse ready to squeal the first sign of the feds showing up on his front door.
It's a little bit, and it's nice and convenient for everybody because everybody else can just kind of move on and like various. It's the way that Lance Armstrong is treated, and you know, like, oh, all of a sudden, oh, it's easy to just point to him and like, don't. Don't let's not look at the fact that they were all doping.
Yeah.
These are like, this American is doping better than I. We are. We cannot stand for this injustice.
Right.
Bunch of dirty Frenchmen. That's what you are, baseball fans. Well, all of you except Astros fans.
Except Astros fans. That's the thing about Fiers, too. It's not even like he got cornered by the feds and they were going to send him to prison, or his kid was getting pinched for selling heroin, so he had to you know, give the feds something to keep his kid out of prison, like what happened to, well, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. He went up to the federal building, basically, went knocking on the door. I was like, we've been racketeering, and we've been selling heroin on those garbage routes. Are you there? Are you? It's like 6 in the morning. You can't wait to get it off his chest. Oh, such a rat. Fires. So I have not completely flipped on my World Series hope of anybody but the Dodgers. But, boy, Cashman is pushing the issue right now. Who are you rooting for, anybody in this Yankees?
No, Dodgers? I can't bring myself to. Yeah. Lopez made a good case for Otani and the Dodgers and what have you, but sometimes it's okay to just keep hating your heart.
Yeah,
you know, just this is sports hatred. It's not meant to be just given up and abandoned.
Lopez is acting like he's still a columnist at the Chronicle. Like he needs a good story out of this with Shohei winning a championship. John, those days are over. You're on talk radio. This is a world with much more hatred and less honorability than you writing your flowery columns back in the day. Mm-hmm. Get some hate in your heart, man. I was rooting for Shohei to get pinched for gambling. That would have been better for sports talk radio, for sure.
Yeah,
100%. And him winning a World Series? Oh, you're telling me the guy who's the highest paid guy in the history of the sport, who went 50-50 this year, won a championship?
Like, it's tough. The Shohei Ohtani stuff, too, it's annoying because it's not as juicy. Even if it were Shohei Ohtani gambling, it doesn't actually affect whether or not the Dodgers are good or not.
Yeah.
If anything, it could make him a little bit worse if a guy had a serious gambling issue. So, but no, Shohei Ohtani, it turns out he's too innocent and trusting. That was his crime.
Hey, we talked earlier, we played the Manfred audio earlier about he's saying that within the next 4 years, he predicts there will be some version of an automated strike zone in baseball, and how good the technology is now that it's down to like a fraction of an inch.
1/100th of an inch.
Yeah. So it's really good technology, according to Manfred at least. Text message. Human error is a part of sports since sports has been sports. Wanting machines involved in human sports under the guise of, quote, getting the call right is a simpleton's thought.
A simpleton's thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't want technology in sports anywhere?
It would appear.
So he doesn't like having a clock?
Let me read the part.
Is there no instant replay allowed either?
Like, maybe so. Wanting machines involved in a human... So I'm just reading. This is all he said, Seth. I don't know the answers to these questions. Wanting machines involved in human sports under the guise of getting it right is a simpleton's thought. So I would say this probably is somebody who's anti-instant replay.
Anti-instant replay.
Yeah.
And somehow it's a simpleton's thought to take advantage of modern technology. I would assume this is an Amish person texting.
Why?
Like he stole, like whoever drives him to work in the morning, let him use his smartphone or something.
The horse and buggy that drives
him. Because adopting new technology is the work of simpletons and probably devil worship. Worshippers, apparently.
I will say this specifically about this issue with the automated strike zone, because I am somebody who skews more towards not wanting as much replay in sports as wanting.
Yeah.
I think sometimes in these calls in football where we are getting down to the fraction of the knee hitting the ground as the ball is coming.
Yeah.
Like, man, I think there needs to, I don't even call it human error, just the human element of slowing it down frame by frame. Like, there's part of it like, no, man, the dude coughed up the football. So we're rewarding him because his knee hit a fraction of a second before. So I am somebody who, I think there should be some replay, for sure. But I'm somebody who skews, especially on the judgment calls, towards not having replay. This is a process in baseball that can be super automated. There's a pitch on every single play. It's very repetitious.
Uh-huh.
And the technology, you made a great point before. Like, anybody who's waiting for the technology to be perfect with this, like, well, until it gets to be no fractions of an inch, let me know then, and then we'll incorporate this. No, a fraction of an inch is 1,000 times better than these fatzos behind the plate right now that are calling balls and strikes.
No, and it always, and I think baseball has actually been really careful about all of this, is that they want it to be where they don't want to adopt it until it is seamless or relatively seamless, because there's always an inflection point where the technology becomes too good to ignore and it's just so much better. So to say that you don't want any replay at all, like when it's just so clearly obvious sometimes that you can undo really, really bad calls, I could never go back to that. I would agree that, sometimes it becomes too intrusive or you're splitting hairs too much. But you also now, because you have HD television, it's harder to ignore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really, it's really, really hard to ignore. So you got to find the right balance there. But to say that, like, to say that you don't like technology and you're a simpleton if you like technology, then I need you to show up in your horse and buggy and show me exactly all the places that you've refused to adopt technology when it's clearly better.
Dude's rolling down his window manually.
Guy's accountant is doing his taxes with an abacus, is still technology, still technology.
Right, he's not counting in his head or with his fingers, right?
Yeah, he's throwing sewing machines into the river because the seamstresses are out of work.
Especially the electric ones.
Get that Luddite off my damn text machine.
There you go.
I'm a damn simpleton. I'm a simpleton and I want things simpleton. No Luddites.
All right. we played this audio a little earlier. I want to play it again because we're getting some Texan fans on the text page agreeing with what we said earlier. If there's a concern about C.J. Stroud right now that came out of the Green Bay game, maybe it's this. There is a national person who's got the same concern. There is a quarterback who responded to this on the same podcast. Is this quarterback who has faced some adversity himself in the days, is he worried about C.J. Stroud? We will get to that coming up next.